Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. It's a big old land.
I hope there's a big old smile on your face today, ready to rock and roll on what's on your mind.
How to read.
Let's go to it here today, shall we?
Yeah, I've seen enough to know that we've got it good.
Sound off and tell us what's on your mind today.
Where the stars and stripes.
Simple as a phone call, 701. 271-1100, toll free at 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. Guests on the program today, Dr. Peter McCullough will be here about 9:30. Look forward to that conversation. Wade Bashans will be here, Executive Vice President of Summit Carbon Solutions. Top of next hour for an update on that project. Look forward to that as well. I haven't talked to Dr. Peter McCullough for a while. We're due. One of the best, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Fearless.
Well, he's kind of hard to, you know, argue the nonsense with him because he can actually prove it.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, not so much with the mandates and the things and the...
Not the kind of guy you'd want to get in a, what you call it, match with.
Well, he's in an all sources. He's an all sources guy. He's not a one person gets to decide everything. You know, can we hear all opinions? Can we disseminate all the information? Can we make the best decision after we do that? He's always made great sense.
Yeah.
It's like Dr. Jensen, Minnesota. By the way, he was hoping you're feeling better.
Well, he's a doc after all.
Had a good chat yesterday. He said nothing to mess with. Got a little double vision going.
Nothing to mess with, huh?
Yep. Well, glad you went in.
Was he?
Yep. We had a great chat.
All right. Good guy. Texter says, everyone I know is a huge supporter of Sheriff Jesse Yonner. We also support Paul Laney. These liberal nut jobs are an embarrassment to Cass County. Who's the liberal nut job? I assume...
I don't know what I listened to all of that. I'm not up on any of that. I wasn't familiar with anything he was talking about, but it sounded like a lot of
drama. A little bit of
maybe drama. Maybe you just don't want to deal with. I don't know. I'm a fan of Jesse Johnner. I just know what he does, but I've spent some time with him. We were on Sturgis together. We've spent some time. He's a great human. I think he's a good leader. But he's not my sheriff, but I would sure vote for him if I could.
Texter says, can I get a Let's Go Brandon? Are you willing to get us going with that, Kev?
Oh, absolutely. Let's go with the original.
Let's go, Brandon.
There you go, baby. Start the show. Let's go.
That's the least we can do.
Top of his game, baby.
Yeah. Beautiful. Beautiful. Happy to do it.
Mr. President? What? Oh, yeah.
Gail sends a note, Scott, if one thinks that a cheap blue mask... or a cloth mask will stop a virus. When a bit of flatulence
won't. Yeah.
Passes through two butt cheeks, underwear and jeans, and still smells.
Yep.
Is a very special person. You're going to go with that?
That's perfect.
You're going to go with flatulent science,
yeah.
Are you?
Yeah. That's been saying that for 2 years.
That's what you're saying.
You know, that was and way back in 2020, remember the N95 talk and the N95 masks? I had four of them. And right away I thought, in the first week of it, I thought, well, I have four of these. I better covet these, better take care of these. But, and then common sense took over. And I did, you do a little bit of research and reading on what we knew about it at the time. What was it, 1 micron or something? And then you go, all right, will this stop it? Well, no, and then you look at the people that are working around it, and they're all suited up, like they're going to Mars. And my little dust mask here that I used to sweep my garage is going to somehow stop that little bitty micron thing.
No, you're not buying it.
Well, it's just not real. It's all BS. Someone got made a ton of money from selling masks. I know that, but find me one. I'll ask Dr. McCullough that too, and he'll have the same answer. Find me one peer-reviewed, legitimate study anywhere that says those masks are effective in stopping the COVID-19 SARS-2. That's just not. They don't exist.
You can call us, 271-1100. You can text us, 237-1590. Love to hear from you today. Lister says, Kamala Harris impersonating, please.
Wait, you like that one?
Yeah.
It was funny. Chris Berg asked for that. And I said, yeah, man, no problem. I said, and I did a quick search. There's a ton of them out there. And they're hilarious. They're all worth seeing. I'll see if I can dig it up here.
Okay. All right. We're on it. Thank you for that. Emailer says, beware. Remember what Pelosi and Harry Reid did when they lost the majority in 2010. They gave us Obamacare and told anyone who had questions, you have to pass it to find out what's in it. I'd be aware of a similar sort of blitz of some similar horrible legislation rhinos won't overturn, and liberal judges won't address, designed to cripple the U.S.
The Pelosi money clip of the day is what she had to say about inflation. It's just, it doesn't get any better than this.
The European Union, the U.K., the British have higher inflation rate than we do here.
Yeah.
It's not, the fight is not about inflation. It's about the cost of living.
All right, so because other places have it, we should have it too?
Yep.
We should embrace it?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
It was transitory, remember? Then it was rich people. Then it was Putin. Then it was the oil companies.
Now everybody has it.
Owners. Now it's not. But doesn't the cost of living, isn't that directly impacted by inflation?
It's not about inflation. It's about the cost of living.
Oh, my Lord.
Here's the Kamala impersonation you wanted.
If you wake up, okay, and don't want to smile, if it takes a little while, okay, listen, open your eyes, okay, and look at the day, okay? You gotta look at the day. And listen, you'll see things in a different way.
There you go.
Yeah.
Of all of them that I saw, though, she's the best. She is the best.
What is that from?
It's just a gal on the internet.
It's not like Saturday Night Live or anything?
No. It's just a gal that's trending. She's going, it's crazy. Yeah. She's
doing,
on the...
Doing Fleetwood Mac.
The real, yeah. Oh, yeah, hilarious.
Texter says, in an interview with Rachel Bovard on his radio show last week. Rachel is a his? Rachel Bovard is his? That's a he?
Not familiar.
All right, I don't know who that is. Anyway, whatever radio show it is, Glenn Beck said the port of Miami has been sold to China and no one is reporting this. Two takeaways. Not surprised this deal would happen. Secondly, the silence. What does that tell us, Scott? These quiet China deals are happening all over the country. China choking the United States one deal at a time. I think they've done the port deal for a while, as I recall. Not that that makes it any better. But I think they've been playing that game for a while.
Yeah, quick search. The Epoch Times says a CPC acquires 96 ports worldwide. Experts raise alarm on that. Port of Miami says China now top trade partner. U.S. Port of Miami's win-win relationship with China, that comes from China-briefing.com. So they're generating that. How good it is. It's a win-win, you know. Yeah, there's plenty of buy. We've talked about that before, though. I mean, they want to.
They have
different, you know, Port of Los Angeles, I believe. Port of Long Beach.
Thanks for the text. Sadly, it's not unusual. That's for sure. All right, take a short break. Come back with more. Guests at the bottom of the hour, Dr. Peter McCullough. Wade Bashan's next hour.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
Harvest is here, and that means we all need to be careful. Hello, this is Bethany Rentz with Irie Insurance. We want to make sure everyone up and down the valley has a safe and successful harvest. Take extra special care in your travels. Slow-moving combines, mud-covered roads, and debris are just a few things during harvest that can be dangerous. So take your time, watch your surroundings, and most of all, be patient and slow down. For more harvest safety tips, go to IrieIns.com.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
Take it from the people that own one. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 is the best. Here's Dennis to tell us why.
I knew Vince for a number of years through the YMCA. So he had been after me a long time to think about this, to get one. You're going to feel good. I said, Vince, I'm going to buy one from you. And that's what I did. It's so relaxing. We have the stereo on outside in the deck. Promotes time of relaxation and a time of fellowship, and it's been wonderful.
Hot Spring Spas, Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks 2.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home. The one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Back in the Freedom Matters USA studios, brought to you today by PetroServe USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience. I'm going to make you a little bit hungry today. Meatloaf or chicken pot pie? How does that sound? Good stuff. That's West Main Avenue, West Fargo today. Orange chicken, 12th Avenue and I-29. Beefy Mac is what's for lunch today. MP Avenue, Tater Tot Hot Dish in Glendon, or Barbecue Pulled Pork, Mac and Cheese on 45th. PetroServe USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience.
They did a big tub of that mac and cheese in Glendon the other last week. That's good mac and cheese.
It's good.
The Big Mac, you know.
It's good mac and cheese.
Solid.
Yeah. Texter says, morning, fellas. This will probably be my final attempt. Yesterday at 12:05, I heard another promotion for the shot that has killed or severely injured countless people. And every day, they are dropping dead. If it were a promotion of an abortion clinic, would you stop it? What is the difference? 2 Corinthians 6:17 says, wherefore come out from among them and be yet separate, says the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. I would take this more seriously than you have.
What is the ad? I guess I've missed that.
I don't know, but it's 12:05 would be a network ad. So it's not an ad we have control over. So I guess we got to listen for the network news.
I will make it a point to listen for that, and we'll see. Because I don't think there. I think there's more coming. You know,
more coming.
Like, for all of the. I mean, there's another strain. There's something. Something's cooking. We're going to unleash something.
And you're saying
that won't be a thing, but yeah. But this virus, this vaccine, or this experimental gene therapy that they're calling a vaccine, he's right, or that person, the texter's right. It's got to be called out. This is just enough. The myocarditis numbers are off the charts. And Dr. McCullough will talk about that shortly. And the only variable, the only variant in so many of these deaths is this experimental gene mRNA injection that people are getting. And Biden's getting boosted again today. Yeah, great. And he's a pincushion anyway. Have at him.
A texter says, Rick Becker is picking up steam. Let's get rid of the sold-out soft career senators.
I see a lot of Rick Becker signs around town. I do see that.
Yeah, I don't think that race will be close. Hogan will win that by a large margin. I think the Becker backers are loud and proud, but I don't think they have enough numbers. People get to the poll, they're going to vote somebody that they've seen work before, would be my 2 cents. And that would be my 2 cents, but appreciate your 2 cents weighing in on the race. Another listener, hey, Scott, ever wonder why Joe Biden can't eat ice cream so fast? Oh, why he can? Okay.
He doesn't have a brain to freeze.
You stole the punchline.
Is that it? I didn't see it. I'm just guessing.
Hey, Scott, ever wonder why Joe Biden can eat ice cream so fast, doesn't have to worry about a brain freeze?
There you are. Come on. Stuff writes itself. But great job. happens to be every time I eat ice cream.
Thank you.
Ah, brain freeze.
Being a retired farmer, says another listener, I've decided to sell my grain bin site to China. They've expressed interest in my barn also. What could go wrong there? Do you think they're pulling our leg? I think they're having a little fun with us, Skiff.
You know, on that topic, I did a quick couple of searches. The CCP has acquired 96 ports worldwide. They own the Chinese state-owned enterprises, hold ownership stakes in terminals in 5 U.S. ports. Now, this is Costco, COSCO, not the store. Okay, this is the Chinese shipping company. They've established joint ventures at Long Beach, Los Angeles, Seattle, and now hold a monthly stake in the Miami and Houston ports. So that's 5 in the U.S. that they have a major stake in. And that is not, I just don't see how that's a good thing. I don't see how how does that help us, you know,
here's what
get off of that?
What I don't understand is that the opposite can't happen. We can't go buy those things in China.
Right. Do we have any ports there that we can, you know, bases, anything?
So why in the world we'd allow
property.
Them to buy those things here? I just have no idea. It's
money.
Bizarre to me.
Money, money, money.
Well, for who?
Well, you look at where, you know, I'm surprised. It doesn't surprise me Long Beach, Los Angeles, and Seattle. But the Miami and Houston deal, you're in Florida and Texas, that they would let that happen. That's kind of a makes you go,
I wouldn't let it happen. Does not make any sense to me.
Well, sadly, right now, you know, it's like green energy. We can't cut off China tomorrow. I mean, look around you. Everything around you is made in China. Monitors, computer. I mean, they've got they're in everything. But the path has got the direction has to be set to get off of that, to get away from that. In my humble opinion.
I think you're right.
IMHO.
I think you're right. You're making some sense. Let's see here. Scott, over 3 years ago, I brought up the Democrats bringing fracking to Ukraine and Russia in 2014. The Russian state-run energy company, Rosneft, was the key player in the formation in Russia. And Tucker Carlson, Tony Bublinski. You know that name?
Tony Bublinski, yeah. You bet.
And connected with Hunter and a little...
Intimately. Intimately.
Isn't it
funny that he's sitting getting questioned by the FBI and Jim Biden calls him?
Yeah.
Did you see the interview? I mean, it's unbelievable. Don't pay attention to that guy.
And Tucker Carlson, so this Tony Bublinski, said the Bidens were to get a 14% stake in Rosneft.
Yep.
Biden, after being elected, lifted sanctions on Nord Stream 2, the very pipeline that was to transport the oil from Russia. Why aren't you getting U.S. senators from different states in your program to expose this before the midterms? You could have it during the presidential election, but you refuse to talk about it. Why? Not refusing to talk about it, just a lot of things to talk about, and I encourage you when we have guests on that you call in and ask the questions. We always take questions from listeners. Participate. Take advantage of it, for sure. We don't spend a lot of time with other senators, and honestly, it would be a little bit of a challenge to get other senators to come on because they're going to go on programs that
throw the softballs that they like throwing.
Or where their listeners can, you know, rightfully vote for them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So Florida senators are not likely to come on What's on Your Mind.
And by the way, getting to a Tim Walz interview request is like Indiana Jones getting to the treasure.
We've asked a million times.
Yeah, never. Not happening.
No.
My name is Kevin Skunas. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Democrat John Fetterman and Republican Dr. Mehmet Oz will meet Tuesday for one of the most highly anticipated debates of the midterm elections, as they both want that U.S. Senate seat from Pennsylvania. The chair could decide control of the chamber and the future of President Biden's remaining years in office. 42-year-old Rishi Sunak will become the next United Kingdom Prime Minister and the youngest in 200 years. The former finance minister won the Tory leadership contest and will take office Tuesday. Sunak will be the United Kingdom's third leader in 7 weeks.
We now need stability and unity, and I will make it my utmost priority to bring our party and our country together, because that is the only way we will overcome the challenges we face and build a better, more prosperous future for our children.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The Freedom Matters USA studios. This is What's on Your Mind, brought to you by H.A. Thompson & Sons, the indoor air quality experts. They've got you covered. Many components to mechanical systems and many manufacturers to incorporate better indoor air quality. You can increase the intake of outside air to make indoor air environment more healthy. They've got this. They've been at this for decades. They can take care of you. Indoor Air Quality Pros, HATandSons.com. HATandSons.com. Over 100 years. 1908 is when they started at H.A. Thompson & Sons. High quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and mechanical contractor services throughout North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana. They can help. Dr. Peter McCullough, who we had the pleasure of hosting in Fargo at a sold-out event, joins us now to give us a bit of an update. Hello, sir. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me.
So I'm seeing all over the Internet the triple-demic.
Here we go.
Threat now. So here we go again. What do you make of the triple-demic, Dr. McCullough?
Yeah, I'm concerned about intentional fear-mongering. You know, I go in every day to a major medical center. There have been no system emails regarding any triple pandemic. We are at the end of October, so it's early for influenza season. Influenza last year was characteristically mild. The influenza vaccine last year actually had zero impact. Chung et al. Published in MMWR that the vaccine efficacy was at 16%, which was statistically insignificant from zero. So the influenza vaccine is, at this point in time, a dead product. And until it develops any proven track record, we can't rely on that to reduce cases of influenza. And then the respiratory syncytial virus, RSV, that affects younger individuals is well managed, provided the children are treated early. And then we're left with COVID-19, which is at record cases in terms of low cases in the hospital. And majority of people in the hospital with COVID are testing positive from previous episodes of COVID, and they don't have COVID pneumonia. They're in for other reasons, and they're testing positive. So I think the triple-demic at this point in time is intentional fear-mongering in the media in order to prompt people to take more vaccines.
Yeah, and that's something. By the way, I'm sure it'll surprise you. It's in the New York Times. The triple-demic, and, you know, other CBS and CNN and others talking about the triple threat of RSV and flu and COVID, you know, and tracking hospitalizations and whatnot. So it sounds like more fear-mongering, doesn't it?
It does, and we clearly need adjudication. The public should demand adjudication, particularly for COVID. Are they in just testing positive for COVID and have other problems, or do they actually have COVID pneumonia? A good proxy would be how many people in the ICU and on ventilators. Most hospitals are empty, haven't had to use a ventilator in a very long time. I recently had my first patient in 2022 hospitalized. I saw him in clinic yesterday, and he thinks he needed oxygen for about 30 minutes during the hospitalization, felt it was a total waste of time. Omicron is so mild at this point in time. Most people are having second infections. Two good studies from Qatar now show that if it's a second infection, there's a negligible chance of hospitalization and death. Our CDC now indicates among children, 86% of children have had COVID-19. 86%. That means that's far better than a vaccine. If they get a second case, it'll be asymptomatic or indistinguishable from a mild viral illness.
Do they know they've had it? Did they know they had it at the time?
No, most children don't. But the CDC keeps very accurate data of what's called seroprevalence. So I can tell you at this point in time, most children are through it. Pediatric COVID-19 vaccination is not clinically indicated. It's not medically necessary because they've already had the illness. And if they get it again, it'll be mild.
Is the RSV or the flu going to be worse this season than COVID?
You know, it could be proportionally worse. I mean, we have had as many. I think in 2017 we had 72,000 deaths attributed to influenza. But when elderly people die with influenza, they actually die of secondary staphylococcal infections. They actually don't die of the flu itself. And the key with all these is to treat early at home. We have treatments for influenza at home, antivirals, respiratory syncytial virus treated early with bronchodilators and nebulized corticosteroids, COVID-19 treated with McCullough protocol, sequence multi-drug treatment. Now we understand for all the viruses, by the way, the viricidal nasal sprays and washes work really well. Probably the most important thing to everyone to know is to have dilute povidone iodine or dilute hydrogen peroxide, colloidal silver or xylitol. There's a variety of products now. Two sprays up the nose, sniff it back, spit it out, gargle. Gargling with Scope or Listerine also works. We can actually treat these viruses very early while it's in the nose before they invade the body.
What is the McCullough protocol?
McCullough protocol has been published. It was the first published treatment protocol for outpatient COVID-19. It's featured by the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons and the Truth for Health Foundation. You can find it on my website, petermcculloughmd.com. It really starts from step one. What should you do if you get COVID, if you're high risk? What to do in terms of treatments, over-the-counter treatments, then moving into to prescription treatment. But it's now at this point in time, I expect 95% of even the most severe cases in the elderly readily treatable with negligible threat of hospitalization or death.
How is it that things are that much better now? What is the difference?
Omicron is a far milder syndrome, many-fold more mild than the original Wuhan wild type. And then also the fact that we've learned so much. I mean, we're 3 years into this. We've learned treating up in the nose. We have to spray either a dilute iodine or dilute hydrogen peroxide, something up in the nose to actually kill the virus. We can't wait for pills or injections to work. The vaccines don't provide any coverage in the nose. We know that from papers by Choi, Acharian, Rimarisma, Accorsi, who has now been well demonstrated the vaccines provide no protection in the nose. So we actually have to spray something up in the nose and sniff it back. That's probably the most important thing we've learned since the advent of COVID-19.
So what does this tell us about the numbers being a heck of a lot less? Is this on the decline nationally?
Yeah, I think it is. You know, COVID-19... hopefully will burn out. Experts believe papers by Subramanian, Kampf, and Beatty suggest that mass vaccination has prolonged the agony. Remember, it was swine flu. It was about about 2 years. Spanish flu about 2 years. The original SARS-CoV-1 infection was about 90 days, and it burned out. Here we are, you know, 3 years into this, and COVID-19 is not burning out because the virus is mutated so many times to escape the pressure of the vaccines. But Hopefully, since the vaccines now have failed, by the way, the bivalent boosters completely failed in animals, approved with no human studies, already failing clinically. We've seen our CDC director, Walensky, get COVID-19 evidence of failure. At this point in time, hopefully the virus will just burn out without more evolutionary drift.
So boosters are a bad idea.
No clinical evidence to suggest they work at all, and there's even heightened concerns on safety. Dr. David Wiseman, vaccine consultant, just published his comments to the vaccine recommendation group for the CDC, and he says that bivalence could, in theory, generate four different spike proteins in the body that may take conformational changes. It actually could be even worse from a safety perspective for those who take the bivalent boosters compared to the original vaccines. And sadly, one of the first people in Canada, a nurse who took the bivalent vaccine in Saskatoon, she died shortly afterwards in the pharmacy. She was texting her daughter and just collapsed and died on the fourth shot. So we know people who tolerate the first three or four shots can die on the fifth or sixth booster. And it's just, at this point in time, they're simply not safe.
When you talk about mass vaccinations not working, is the alternative to just have the disease and have it, you know, ultimately inoculate you to it? Is that the better way to go?
That's basically happened in children. We know certainly less than 5% of children have taken any of these vaccines globally. And, you know, the virus has made its run through the population. The Great Barrington Declaration that was put forward by Dr. Jay Bhattacharya at Stanford, Martin Kulldorff of Harvard, and Sunita Gupta in Oxford, they propose that we simply protect the seniors and in a sense, let the virus take its run through the population and treat severe cases with McCullough Protocol or FLCC or other accepted protocols and have that be a way to manage the pandemic. That would have called for selective vaccination if we had a safe and effective vaccine. I've talked to vaccine developer Hamid Merchant in the UK, and we agreed probably the only vaccine that would have worked would have been a nasal mist vaccine. We needed a vaccine that got up in the nose. A shot in the arm has never prevented a disease in the nose. I mean, just never has. And so we wouldn't have an expectation that COVID vaccines would have worked to begin with.
Are they giving any benefit at all?
Not that we can see. That the vaccines have failed to stop the infection. The CDC gave up on breakthrough hospitalizations and deaths in May of 2021. Our CDC director came out and said they don't stop transmission in June of 2021. And now in 2022, the CDC has come out in August and said that a fully vaccinated person is indistinguishable from an unvaccinated person. So the FDA, for instance, has never granted a claim that the vaccines reduce hospitalization and death because no randomized trial has ever shown that as a primary or secondary endpoint. So the vaccines grow milder. At this point in time, we just can't see any clinical benefit for the vaccines.
Just a few seconds left. Anything else you want to tell us?
You can read my new book, Courage to Face COVID-19, available on Amazon or through our website, through other book shipment sources. Courage to Face COVID-19, Preventing Hospitalizations and Deaths While Battling the Biopharmaceutical Complex. Also, check out my new Substack, Courageous Discourse. I'm writing it with true crime author John Leake. It's a good combination. We're keeping people updated on pandemic, but also on key issues with respect to civil liberties and justice.
Real quick here, remdesivir as a treatment for COVID. What's your view about that?
I agree with the World Health Organization. In November of 2020, WHO said, do not use remdesivir in hospitalized patients. It doesn't improve mortality. WHO has updated their analysis in May of 2022 in Lancet, showing no mortality benefit. And it can cause kidney damage and liver damage.
Got it.
And those organ injury syndromes can contribute to death. So
it's Scott Hinton. You're so excited to tell you about in this time of crazy upheaval and open borders and spending gone crazy and mandates and lockdowns and inflation, there's something we can do. We can buy from a company that believes what you and I believe. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the very same towers as all the major carriers.
And they have plans to fit any budget. And their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer support. Patriot Mobile shares your values. They support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, the sanctity of life, veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FlagFamily. PatriotMobile.com/FlagFamily. Or call 972-PATRIOT right now. Jay Thomas from the Jay Thomas Show and Rides, a satisfied customer of Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Tell us what you love about your hot tub.
I love Hot Spring Spas. It is so relaxing, especially if you've got a rough day or if you're feeling, you know, a little bit under the weather. You get in that hot tub and everything just goes away. You can sleep good at night. You physically feel better. But there really is a place in your life for a hot tub. And hot springs are the best on the planet. They're so energy efficient.
Join the family of satisfied customers at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. West Fargo, Grand Forks, and Bismarck.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. Well, what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
His last name was Flores. He came up from Juarez looking for a hell of a time.
And we're back on What's On Your Mind from the Freedom Matters USA studios. Brought to you in part by PetroServe USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience. I'm going to make you hungry right now. That's my job. Because if you are traveling, the Glendon area, anybody go to Glendon every now and then?
Oh, yeah.
You got a little tater tot hot dish.
Always good.
Never met a tater tot hot dish I didn't like. Very good. Barbecue pulled pork, mac and cheese on 45th. Beefy Mac, MP Avenue, downtown Fargo, 205 MP Avenue. Orange Chicken on 12th Avenue and I-29. A couple of options, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, meatloaf or chicken pot pie. Double Stamp Tuesday today. Get your lucky 7-club card stamped twice. And take advantage of some of their great specials like Nut Goodies, 2-for-1. Deli Express Burritos, $2.99. And get the Nestle Water, 28 packs for $4.59. That's a great deal. Or the Jack Links, 3-and-a-quarter jerky, $4.99. Red Bull, 26-ounce cans, 2-for-7. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Bit of breaking news here, Kev. You're going to have to decipher this.
Mm-hmm.
Fatal fungi threatening global health, according to the WHO.
Yeah, it currently resides at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
That's what's threatening us,
yeah.
Huh? The World Health Organization created a list of fungi that it says pose a growing risk to human health.
Oh, boy.
Including yeasts and molds found in abundance in nature and the body.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I know that already.
You sound like you're not taking this too seriously. The WHO.
Okay,
this is breaking news.
That's
1,811,221
ways to die.
This is everywhere.
Apparently.
Big news. The WHO said Tuesday that...
Do you take any of that seriously? I mean, does that affect your... Do you wake up going, geez, I hope I don't get killed by a fungus?
No.
There's a fungus among us. My buddy Hans always had this T-shirt, and it was a big mushroom on the front of it. It says, I'm a fung guy. Just stop with all this. I don't care.
19 species on the list merit... urgent attention.
Okay, great.
From public health officials and drug developers. Four species were designated as threats of the highest priority.
Yeah.
You don't sound like you're taking it real serious.
Well, you know, I wake up, and of all the things I could be worried about and concerned about in my life within my family and friends, dying from a fungus is probably, you know, should probably be right up there. But
Aspergillus fumigatus. You familiar with this?
I am not. I am sure it's a nasty bug.
This is a mold found abundantly in nature.
So what? No more hiking? I don't know. What? No more? Can I not hunt anymore?
I'm really confused about this one. Canida albicans, commonly found in the human body. What are you supposed to do there?
But, you know.
Have it removed from my body.
Pay no attention to the things that are actually killing people, you know, like criminals and fentanyl.
Canida aureus, a highly deadly yeast. Cryptococcus neoformans, a fungus that can cause deadly brain infections. This is needlessly scaring people, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Fungal infections are growing and are ever more resistant to treatments, becoming a public health concern worldwide. This is from the WHO. Fungal infections are estimated to kill at least 1.6 million people yearly.
The WHO, CDC,
I'm done.
The NIH have all proven themselves to be bought and paid for. Okay, you're not going to convince me that all of this last 2 years has not been, you know, and sponsored by Pfizer. It goes on. Come on. You know, and anything they say anymore, just it's all, got to question all of it.
You're done.
Done. Oh, well, been done for a long time. I'm living my life. If I get killed by a mushroom or a bus hits me, that's the big guy's decision.
Careful for those mushrooms.
I walk through the valley of the shadow of death every day just leaving the house. I mean,
another listener. Scott, are you going to have Mike Lindell on to discuss the 60-minute segment on Dominion voting machines? What are your thoughts on that segment? I haven't seen it. Not a big 60-minute guy. Kevin, you...
Saw it, yeah. A listener actually sent it to me.
Okay.
And I responded. Let me find it here. And it was...
What's your thoughts on it?
Richard sent me a deal, and it said, if you still think Dominion rigged the vote, then watch this. And it's a link to Anderson Cooper in 60 Minutes, and he comes off.
It was just days after the 2020 presidential election that lawyers supporting then-President Donald Trump began spreading unsubstantiated claims that an American company, Dominion Voting Systems, had rigged the election.
Of course.
They said Dominion was backed by Venezuela and that its machines and software switched millions of votes from Donald Trump to Joe Biden.
Yeah. Okay. Now, one thing quick there. They never said it was backed by Venezuela. They said they use them in Venezuela and that Maduro... It's one of the countries where it's been done.
Wait a minute. Anderson Cooper got something wrong?
My response was, you lost me at Anderson Cooper in 60 Minutes. But if you still think they weren't, I sent him a link to all the Democrats in 2016 or 2017-18, including Kamala Harris, that brought in hackers and showed their staff that the machines could be hacked.
Elections.
So, yeah. So there you go.
There's that. More after this. PetroServe USA, home to home cook and grab and go convenience and great deals all month long, like liquid ice, 16-ounce cans, 2 for $3.50. Twizzlers, strawberry twist, $1.69. Giant sunflower seeds, only $1.39. How about this? Pizza Corner Pizzas, $6.79. 28 packs of Ice Mountain Water, only $3.99. And any size Fong Pop, 79 cents all month long. Lowest price deal around and great deals. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
Think about it. Gas prices are over $4 per gallon, and Governor Tim Walz wants to raise them even more by adopting California's crazy fuel standards. Say no to gas station inflation. Think about it. The latest California fuel proposal will raise the cost of gas in Minnesota by $2 per gallon. Working families pay more at the pump, while rich guys drive around in electric cars. Visit NoGasStationInflation.com for more information. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.